From APM in New York, I'm Lizzie O'Leary in for Kai Rizdahl. 5 years ago today, President Obama signed the stimulus into law, formally called the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. Roughly $800 billion meant to save or create 3.5 million jobs. The stimulus was controversial from the start, and 5 years later, still not a lot of agreement on what it actually did. Marketplace's David Gura joins me to talk about it. Hi, David.
Hey, Lizzie.
Wind the clock back for me and look out on February of 2009 to what that economic landscape was looking like. It was pretty bleak.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty bad. An economist I talked to said it was more or less in a shambles. And so here, you know, unemployment was just over 8%, and it only got worse. In the next few months, it got up to 10%. So I think it's important when we talk about the stimulus and what it was able to do to talk about sort of the baseline, what was happening to the economy generally, and the people who created the stimulus, who wanted the stimulus, who fought for it. They say now that nobody could have predicted how bad the U.S. economy overall would get over the next couple of years.
The White House made some pretty bold promises about what the stimulus might be able to head off. And the big question 5 years later is, did it deliver on its economic promises?
Yeah, so the big promises here were to break the recession, which had been ongoing, which, as I said, was getting worse, and to get the recovery started. So there's some big goals. And the way that the White House wanted to go about doing that was to give some money to states, which were pretty cash-strapped, to provide more money for job training for people to go back to school who may have lost their jobs, and to fund these sort of big shovel-ready infrastructure projects across the country. There have been a lot of studies about how well that worked. There were some big claims early on that the stimulus would create 3.5 million jobs. The numbers really vary widely. They're all over the map. I think that what critics say most is that it's impossible for us to say sort of what would have happened if we didn't have the stimulus. In other words, there was no counterfactual. And this is something I talked about with Alan Blinder, who's an economist at Princeton.
In terms of politics, it's an overwhelming hurdle that can't be crossed.
So 5 years later, you still have politicians on both sides of the aisle fighting about this. An anniversary is always a good chance for them to keep doing that. What critics say is this was a lot of money spent on a lot of projects. There might not have been as much accountability as they'd like. And maybe some of these projects that were supposed to be shovel ready weren't as shovel ready as they should have been.
Democrats and the White House would like to do more of this. That's a very tough lift on Capitol Hill. Is there any evidence, given that we're still in a fairly anemic place, A, that that's possible, and B, that it would have any effect?
Yeah, I mean, the economy is still weak, and of course, it's not 2009 weak, but there are still plenty of people who are out of work, who still haven't been able to find jobs. President Obama called for more spending on infrastructure in his most recent State of the Union. This is money that could be used to fix more infrastructure, to build new infrastructure, to work on IT infrastructure. I think his point, and this is shared by a lot of politicians on both sides of the aisle, is that if you look at the state of American infrastructure, it's pretty bad. It's certainly not any better than it was in 2009. But as you say, I think that getting Congress behind him on doing this is going to be a really big challenge for him. And it doesn't look that likely right now.
Marketplace's David Gura talking to us from Washington on the 5-year anniversary of the stimulus. Thank you, David.
Thanks.